Babe Ruth was the Yankee franchise. Babe Ruth is the house that Ruth built and everything that goes along with it. He was, I remember at the time when I was a kid when he passed away, and I remember seeing the crowds around the stadium. And I couldn't believe how popular this man was as a young kid. I remember it was Babe Ruth. And then as I was getting older, it was Mantle and the house that Ruth built. Besides him being fined a few times, I think I had something in common with him being fined about as many times as he has. I think the last guy to get fined for $5,000 with the New York Yankees was Joe Pepitone and Babe Ruth.
I'm sure you have a Babe Ruth story that you could relate to.
Well, that's not really. I remember the movie, the first movie I seen, where I thought William Bendix, and I said, no, that couldn't be Babe Ruth's swing, you know. William Bendix played Babe Ruth, and I remember that. That's the movie I remember, and that's the movie. I think I watched it about 2 months ago. I bought it on a video, and I watched it again. But so he was big too. He was bigger than life to a lot of kids my age at that time.
We are also at the Orioles Museum. Do you have any favorite memory of playing in Baltimore?
Oh yeah, I do. I do have quite. It's always good playing in Baltimore. When Hank Bauer, matter of fact, who is here today, and Gene Woodling, who's here today in the old timers day, were managing and coaching that club. I used to hit the ball Orioles pretty well then, and I remember one doubleheader. First game, I went 4-for-4 and won the ball game. And in between games, they called me over to their dugout. Gene Woodley was standing outside the dugout. When I went over to the dugout, Hank Bauer jumped out and grabbed me, threw me down. They both gave me Charlie horses on the leg, and I almost didn't play the second game from bruises. So that's how it was in those days. But that's what I remember about Baltimore and Hank Bauer and Gene Woodley.
Okay.
Paul Blair.
Okay. All right. Being in the house that Ruth built, obviously the name Babe Ruth conjures up a lot of memories to anyone that's ever traveled through these confines. What does it mean when you hear the name Babe Ruth to a New York organization or to a Paul Blair?
Well, to Paul Blair, probably the greatest ball player that ever lived. Especially, no doubt about during his era, he was the greatest ball player, and he probably revitalized this game, changed it around to where more emphasis is on the home run. So you got to contribute to the popularity to this game today to Babe Ruth. With the Yankee organization, again, he put the Yankees on the map, brought them all those World Series, and the kind of history and that the Yankees have, you can contribute most of it to Babe Ruth.
We're doing this on behalf of the Babe Ruth Museum in Baltimore. Obviously, the 100th anniversary of his birthday is coming up in 1995. You have a unique position in carrying a Baltimore trade as well as a New York trade. Talk to us about Babe Ruth in Baltimore.
It's basically the same thing. Everybody in Baltimore can be proud of the fact that Babe Ruth was born there and he was raised there. And he got his start in Baltimore. A guy with that kind of magnitude and that kind of history behind him, you have to be proud of the fact that he was part of your city and part of your state, and here for the Yankees was part of their organization. So anybody that great and made that kind of impact on the world, you have to be proud that he was a part of your city.
Thank you. Have fun today.
All right.
Wait, in Boston? 6 years ago,
was he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm not that much of a historian.
No. Well, now you're in the house that Ruth built.
Well, I played for two of the organizations that probably have the richest history, and Babe Ruth played for both of them. And when you think of baseball is synonymous with Babe Ruth. Probably done as much for the game as anybody. So,
was there any kind of mystique when you came over to Yankee Stadium and put on the pinstripes for the first time relative to Ruth and Gehrig and that whole?
Well, like I said, I've played with two organizations that have had the richest history, and when you have an opportunity to play on the same field and walk around the same hallowed grounds that all the greats did, and Babe Ruth included, it's special.
We also, on the Orioles Museum, do you have a favorite memory coming into Baltimore?
Not really.
No?
No. I think they've done an outstanding job with the new park that they put up in Camden Yards. One thing I do remember about the Orioles is when I was in the seventh grade watching the Orioles play the Mets, in the World Series. So, but other than that, really no special memories.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Wade Boggs. Years. Hello, 1-2, Bob Shepard.
We were going to talk a little bit about Babe Ruth, concerning how you feel about Babe. If you've seen him play at one time or another.
Oh, yes. When I was a youngster living in New York, I used to come up to the bleachers at Yankee Stadium and watch the Babe play. I would say that I have been, as the announcer here for 44 years, nobody had the charisma. Nobody had the style. Nobody had the power of Babe. Reggie Jackson could hit them. Thurman Munson could hit them. Lou Gehrig could hit them. But Babe was, always will be, the number one guy in baseball from my point of view. I've seen Ted Williams. I've seen Jimmy Fox. I've seen Frank Howard, Harmon Killebrew. And I've announced those names. But believe me, if you're coming from Baltimore and you have Babe Ruth there as a kind of a shrine figure, you have a lot to be proud of, because the Babe will always be the number one baseball player in America. I think, it seems to me, and I can be wrong. But he was a gargantuan figure. I mean, physically, he was not what you would call the model American. And you know that, and your friends know that, and people who've seen pictures of him know that he was top-heavy. The power was not, as it is in many great hitters, in the legs and the thighs, but in the shoulders and in the arms. Many of the great long ball hitters that I've known, Harmon Killebrew, Mickey Mantle, Klosowski, were all powerful people in the hips and the thighs and the calves. Babe was almost spindly. His legs were so thin, feet were so small, but up on top he was built like a 10-ton gorilla, and he could powder that ball, as the records would show. And if this is going to be used in Baltimore, I must say hello and goodbye to John Miller and to Rex Barney. And if it reaches them, I send my love to both of them.
Now you said you had a story about seeing Rex at the Polo Grounds.
Oh, yes. Many, many years ago, on a cold, drizzly night, for some reason or other, some friends and I went to the Polo Grounds to see the Giants play the Dodgers. And there was Rex out there on the mound through this miserable night throwing a no-hitter. It was such a miserable night, I think we only stayed because it was dramatic, and he was holding on and holding on. Don't ask me what the score was, but I think I remember that while the Giants got no hits, Rex must have walked about 15 fellows without letting them score. Rex, I'm sorry to say this, but I don't remember the statistics, but believe me, you gave up a number of walks. But it was a no-hitter, and I saw it, and I'm glad.
One other question for you, off baseball. You were the PA announcer for the Colts Giants 58 championship.
Yes,
game.
Yes.
Can you tell us, did you feel that that was going to be as important a game as it turned out to be?
I'm not sure I knew it was going to be so important, but I do know, and this I think I can say fairly, I think the Baltimore Colts that day were the better team, with greater personnel, and with the Giants were fortunate to make it that close. I think, too, the Giants probably made two mistakes that cost them the ball game. One was when they decided to let Chandler punt on fourth down when there was about a yard to go, and I felt certain that Webster or Gifford could have made that yard, killed the clock, and won the ball game. The second big mistake was after the Colts got the ball and Unitas started to throw to Berry, and I kept saying, pass thrown by Unitas, complete to Berry. Pass thrown by Unitas, complete to Berry. Why they didn't cover him, I'll never know. Never know. I would have put somebody on Berry like a blanket and make him go to somebody else with the chance of interceptions. In my talks about sports at dinners and breakfasts and lunches, one question I throw out to the audience is, who kicked the field goal that forced the game into overtime? And very few remember Steve Myra. Did you remember?
I did not.
Did you remember?
They're too young.
Remember that now. Steve, whatever happened to Steve Myra? Wherever you are, Steve, I hate you.
Can we do a Babe Ruth introduction?
Yeah, would it be possible if you could introduce Babe Ruth in your own style?
Coming to bat.
Would have been behind the mic at that time.
The right fielder, number three, Babe Ruth, number three.
There you go. Anything along those lines?
Geez, I don't know. I don't know what to say about that. Well, all I know is when I was traded to the Yankees, all I heard was Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, and the pinstripes. And when I got here, boy, I tell you, you're in awe of this place when you come out, go out on that mound, and you think back of all those. To all those guys, you wonder what the heck you're doing here, because you're never going to be as good as those guys. But it was just a pleasure to be here with the Yankees, being the pinstripes, and I enjoyed every minute of it.
What about when you came to Baltimore to play the Orioles, or they came up here? Do you have any memories of big games?
I have a memory, a bad memory. When I relieved Don Larson against Hoyt Wilhelm. Hoyt Wilhelm started the ball game, of all things. He's always in the bullpen, but he started this game against us, and they pitched a no-hitter against us. I lost that game. Triantis hit a home run off me in the I don't know what inning it was, ninth or tenth inning, I forget, but that's one bad memory I have about Baltimore, but I've had some pretty good ball games down there, too.
How did Memorial Stadium rank as a ballpark? Did you like to pitch there?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. If you could, it was similar to this, as far as pitching, because down the lines it was short, but it always jutted out real good. So they had to hit the ball pretty good to get it out of there if I didn't pull it. But this just like this ballpark here. It's very close down the lines, as you can see. If you can make them hit the ball in the left center and right center, you can pitch all right in this ballpark. And that ballpark, too.
Have you seen the Oriole Park at Camden Yards?
No, I haven't been down there yet, but I'd like to get down. They say tickets are so hard to get, so I haven't tried to get one yet.
Well, when you come down, the birthplace of Babe Ruth is two blocks away.
Oh, is it?
If you ever get down, just, my name's Mike. Give us a call over there.
Okay, Mike,
we'll take care
thank
of you.
Thank you.
Get some tickets
that.
And all that.
Oh, that'd be
where
nice.
Where are you living these
Philadelphia.
Days?
Philadelphia.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, heck,
Philly.
You're close.
Yeah.
Close by.
Yeah, I've never had a chance to get down there yet, but one of these days I might take you up on that.
All right, well, that would be terrific.
Okay, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I remember you. You beat us too much, unfortunately.
That was Bobby Shance, Shance, I believe.
Going to be running a series of Babe Ruth baseball minutes around the country next year, and just how Babe impacted on the game and what he meant to Yankees and things like that. So if you guys,
John, you go first.
Can you tell us what. Oh, it scared him away.
That one didn't work.
Well, just on Babe Ruth, you mean?
Yeah, what Babe meant to what Babe contributed to the pinstripes.
Well, Babe Ruth to the Yankee pinstripe is says it all. That goes with the stadium. That goes for the game, complete game of baseball. Babe Ruth was the beginning. He was the legend, and everything that's in baseball is connected to Babe Ruth. He was the big apple back then, and his name is about as big right now. You know what I mean? Everybody knows who Babe Ruth is, or at least they should. But then Lou Gehrig came along with him. Well, between the two of them, having played in New York for the Yankees, it means so much to the game, it means so much to the people, and it means a lot to us. Don't kid yourself. Every time we went on that ball field out here in Yankee Stadium, the thought of Babe Ruth ran through your mind. And still does. That might sound a little squishy, but believe me, I know Moose Gar and everybody many, many days thought that this is the place that Ruth built and this is the place that Ruth played. So it gives you a real uplift. It gives you a perk up, you know, that to think that you're part of the aftermath, I should say, of Babe Ruth. It was a real honor, and he's been great for all the people, the kids and everybody.
He loved kids. I'm throwing $10 at you, man.
No, I just proud to wear a Yankee uniform after Babe Ruth played here with Lou Gehrig, and we tried to follow his footsteps as far as being on Winners, which he was and Lou Gehrig was. And I enjoy watching the Babe Ruth story when it comes on TV, and I cry. Lou Gehrig's story, I cry, because it brings back a lot of memories, especially when they show old-time pictures of Yankee Stadium, and I can tell my grandchildren that I played on the same field that Babe Ruth played. And I even sent them copies of the tapes that I had, because Babe Ruth was an inspiration to all the Yankee players.
We also are the Orioles Museum. Do you guys have a favorite memory of coming to Baltimore or a big game you played in?
I had pretty good luck. I hit a grand slam home run down a right field line. Brings back memories, and Baltimore is always a tough team to play against. I mean, and Book Powell and Frank Robinson and Brooks Robinson, and they just had a hell of a ball club, man. They had great pitching staffs, especially when Paul Richards was managing there, and then Hank Bauer managed there. They were world champions. But Baltimore's a good town. I would like to see their new ballpark. One of these days, I might be invited to one of their old-timers games. Now Bobby Richardson will talk about Babe Ruth. Oh, thanks, Bobby.
Well, he's been down at...
Well, he goes to all these things.
Babe was born 2 blocks from Oriole Park.
So that's what I heard, right.
It's a terrific place, but if you ever get down there, we would be happy and proud to take you over there.
Well, I'd like to see it someday. If I get invited to play in an old-timers game in Baltimore, I'd be happy. And I live in Chicago. That's my home.
Okay. We can get in touch with you through the Yankees?
Oh, yeah. It's easy. Just have get in touch with Jim Ogle. And he'll give you the information you want. All right? Thank you.
All right. Moose Scarron was the previous, and before that, we think, is Johnny Blanchard. Phil Rizzuto.
Next year, February
6th.
So we're just wondering if you could tell us what Babe meant to you, if you have any memories of him.
Kidding? When I was a kid, my Uncle Mike used to take me to Yankee Stadium here. I lived in Brooklyn. I was a Dodger fan, I hate to say, but Babe Ruth was the one name that everybody knew around the world, all over. Most popular man ever for baseball. And when I'd come to the ballpark and see him play, hit a home run, I mean, it was just such a big thrill. But then I started reading books about everything I could get my hands on about Babe Ruth. When I realized that he and Judge Landis actually saved baseball at the time of the Black Sox scandal. I mean, things were so bad, it looked like baseball was going to drop. But Babe had those great years and got the interest back into baseball. And then, fortunately, the Yankees got that break when they made the deal with the Boston Red Sox and he came over. And I was lucky enough to have gotten to talk to Babe many times when he'd come back after he had retired. And unfortunately, when he just started to have cancer, he'd come to the ballpark, sit on the bench, and talk to us and tell us stories and come in his camel hair coat and the camel hair hat. There was a guy, not many guys look good striking out, but even he looked good striking out.
Were you
the mayor.
Julie, how are you? Good to see you. How are you?
Thank you very much.
Wonderful to see you. You look great.
Saw you out here the other day with the youngster in the box seats.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Oh, geez, great to see you. I'm nervous.
I get nervous at these things. I'm no
Hall of Fame will probably thank you. I'd hate to make speeches. There he is. Hey, my hero. How you doing, Tiger? He knows. I saw him rooting. I saw him rooting for Wade Boggs, right?
Yeah.
Mattingly. Oh, okay. No favoritism. He's with all of them. Okay. You still helping your father with his speeches? He's still helping you with your speeches?
Write them all.
That was unbelievable. He memorized the whole thing.
Yeah, so he got the parts that I missed. Good luck, sir.
Okay, so.
Mike Gibbons from the Babe's birthplace in Baltimore. We're Babe turns 100 next year. We're doing just getting sound bites on what Babe meant to New York. Do you care to have a comment?
Sure.
Will be aired nationally next year.
Sure.
Babe turns 100 in 1995, and he's obviously the baseball player. But what does he mean to New York and the New York Yankees?
Well, Babe Ruth has one of the largest homes in New York City, the house that Ruth built. This is one of the great landmarks in New York City, one of the great landmarks in the United States. And it literally was built by Babe Ruth. When he came to the Yankees, he really began the winning tradition of the Yankees. He helped define what New York City means to so many people all throughout the country, all throughout the world. And there were only a few people that really captured the spirit of New York, people who played here, people who worked here, and Babe Ruth was one of them.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, you know, it's my 27th year playing the organ here at Yankee Stadium, and if you add with simple calculus and mathematics, I haven't been here long enough to remember Babe Ruth playing, but the name is synonymous with New York City, Baltimore, and Boston, and of course it's given everyone here all the time, every day of the week, the traditional baseball feeling. So it's been marvelous.
Yeah. Have you had any, do you remember seeing him as a kid? Or
no. I'm only approaching middle age.
I understand. It's like some people when they see like the Babe Ruth story, they cry.
Tough question. You can always look out right straight ahead of us about 425 feet from where we're sitting. Now, we're in the press box now, but way out there, dead ahead, 428 feet, I'm guessing. You'll see the monument, Babe Ruth. And should you ever come to New York again, go out to the monuments. You're allowed to go out there and look at the monuments of Lou Gehrig and the Pope and, of course, Babe Ruth. And that brings back memories. You can get practically choked up thinking about the man. And I remember very well when I first started playing the organ here in Yankee Stadium, a very good fan of mine, believe it or not, this is the truth, it was a lady who wanted me to play certain songs for her that reminded her of her husband, Babe Ruth. That was Mrs. Ruth. She used to come here all the time. I used to meet her down in the lobby. And Mrs. Ruth, what would you like to hear? Oh, she says, Eddie, you know what I want to hear. And some of his favorite songs. Well, he liked Seems Like Old Times. Don't forget now, we're having the Old Timers Day here. I'm keeping my eye on. Oh, my, this is wonderful. I could see Babe Ruth right out there right now as we speak.
What other songs do you recall?
It's been a long, long time. But it wasn't that song, because he died before that song was written. I think one of them was Shine On Harvest Moon. She always used to like that, which was interesting. And, of course, every time she came to Yankee Stadium, they used to bring Mrs. Ruth out to the pitcher's mound and throw out the first pitch of the game, which was very, very fascinating and interesting. She was a marvelous, marvelous lady.
How long is this?
We're doing is just getting memories of Babe Ruth for a series of radio baseball minutes.
Yeah.
So, you know, they can just be, you don't have to do a long thing. Right, this is relatively short.
Because I wasn't here when Babe was playing, you know.
I'd like to, if you could tell us about the Babe Ruth day when you were the MD. D.C. and what that was like. What memories of that day?
You know, when I was a kid, somewhere around 11, 12, 13, 14, somewhere along in there, I rode a Pullman with my mother and my baby sister to Detroit, where my mother's people lived. And always having been a lover of baseball since I could remember, we knew who Babe Ruth was. We might not have known who the President of the United States was, but everybody knew Babe Ruth was. And I finally got somebody to take me into the bleachers at the then Navin Field. Today it's called Tiger Stadium. It's changed names several times since. And just kept my eyes on Babe Ruth. And the interesting thing, as the years go by, he could do things that nobody else was allowed to do, violate a rule here or there. He had made the last out in the top of the eighth inning. It remains so indelible in my mind, even though that was decades and decades and decades ago. When the last out was made in the last half of the eighth inning, he having made the last out for the Yankees, therefore there were eight more men who had to bat before he might have ever had a chance to bat in the top of the ninth. So that he went, trotted right on by the Yankee dugout over toward the Tiger dugout. At that time, they had a common runway right at the edge where players of both teams would go down the stairs, up the runway, and then each would move to his clubhouse. In other words, Jason. Only in this instance, he sat down on the Tiger bench while the Yankees were starting to bat in the top of the ninth inning. And that was interesting because he was having a good time kidding around with the players on the bench. Of course, I later learned that that was illegal. While the game's in progress, you're not supposed to be on the team's bench. But years later, after getting out of law school, all these sorts of things, and then broadcasting baseball, and getting to meet Babe Ruth, I remember in 1946, I believe it was, I had been out of the Army, and one of the motor companies had hired him to go around and speak to high school students, American Legion junior players, and people like that, the younger crowd. And the Yankees general manager asked me, would I mind going around and introducing him? And I couldn't help it. I burst out laughing. That's something you don't do to your boss. And he said, what are you laughing at? I said, forgive me, but I said, if there's anybody in the United States that doesn't need any introduction, it's Babe Ruth. But if you mean you want me to present him, man, I'd be so happy to do that. And so he'd come around on certain days, and game would be over. I'd get in his Cadillac, and he did the driving and most of the talking. And so, you know, and I felt as if I was 7 years old all over again. But then came the day when we had a Babe Ruth Day at Yankee Stadium in 1947, early April. Cancer had taken over, and he'd lost a lot of weight. It was a cloudy sort of day, and he wore a camel's hair coat and a cap to match, and tried to say a few words. The illness had gotten into his vocal cords and all, but he got such a tremendous ovation after I had introduced him. There were dignitaries before and all. And I yelled into his ear, do you want to try to say something? And he said, I must. And so it went, and he tried to say a few words of thanks and all. And I think that was recorded, and you can still hear it, but it's a very hoarse-like whisper. But he hung on, and for some reason or other, they forgot to retire his number. They had retired Lou Gehrig's number in 1939 on a July 4th. So on June 13th, 1948, they held another Babe Ruth Day. And this time he put the Yankee uniform on with the number 3. And to make the long story short,
that's where the tape machine crapped out, so we're going to Chuck Thompson now.
On the subject of Babe Ruth, it's there's so much that can be said, and I guess most of it has been said, but in the Baltimore area, people remember one of their great managers of recent years by the name of Earl Weaver, and his favorite form of baseball was the three-run home run. That's what he liked better than anything else in baseball. And when you talk about the three-run home run, you talk about Earl Weaver, if you're going to be honest about it, you're going to have to go all the way back to the days of Babe Ruth. He is the man who made the home run the important part of baseball that it is. Up until that time, baseball was really a game that was played by contact. People would learn to bunt. They would learn to hit to the opposite field. In other words, most of the players before the Babe came into prominence were more or less good contact hitters. Babe Ruth brought power into the game of baseball. And simply put, and you've heard it a million times, there's no way you can defense a home run. And Babe Ruth made, I think, the professional athletes playing the game in those days, I think it made them much more conscious of hitting the ball out of the ballpark and just trying to hit it into an open space. And also, he was obviously the kind of a man that related to the public, and he brought the public a lot closer to baseball. He was a natural man with children, and that's hard to do. You can't fool a kid. And Babe really got along very well with youngsters. He probably did as much, if not more, than any other man who has ever worn the uniform to popularize the game of baseball. And today, some of us, you know, refer to it as the nation's pastime, and when we do, it almost all started with Babe Ruth.
That was great. What about when you go to Yankee Stadium? Remember the first time you did a broadcast there? About Babe Ruth.
The monuments in center field, yeah. I never walked out there to look at the monuments in center field, but Ruth, of course, is there. And every time you go to Yankee Stadium, which is the most recognizable baseball park in the world, it is known to all of us in the trade and to baseball fans as the house that Ruth built. And it was Babe Ruth and the home run that built Yankee Stadium. And I really think that his popularity and his success with a home run ball changed the game of baseball quite drastically. And in those days, not too many of the guys were swinging for the fences until Babe got all of the recognition he did and all of the money he did for hitting the home run. And how many times have you heard the tired old cliche that, the bunters drive Fords and the home run hitters drive Cadillacs? Well, again, you have to put that in the lap of Babe Ruth. And I would be hard-pressed to name any other person in any phase of baseball that had a greater impact on the game than the Babe.
Did you ever see him play?
Never saw Babe play. I saw him coaching in a Boston Red Sox uniform. Never did see him play. I go back quite a few years, but not quite long enough
I
to.
I know it was sort of a loaded question.
Yeah, but no, I never did see him play. And all of us in Baltimore, are somewhat prejudiced and with justification because this was the birthplace of the Bambino, of the Sultan of SWAT. Have you heard anybody referred to that way? I mean, you get the great home run hitters of today's game of baseball, and they answer to a name, Jose Canseco or something like that. Nobody is called the Sultan of SWAT. Nobody is called the Babe. And I think, honestly, probably was the most overpowering professional baseball player in the history of the game. I mean, I think almost in any language spoken in the world today, if you spoke in English and said Babe Ruth, I think it would be recognized by almost every nation that you visited. And I didn't see him play. I wish I had. And I know that there are a lot of pitchers that wish that they had not seen him play, too. But the Babe was the Babe, and there's only ever been one. And we have perhaps better players with a home run bat today. We may have more talented players today, certainly wealthier players today. But I don't think that they're going to leave the mark on baseball that Babe Ruth did so many years ago.
Ruth, what do you mean? So, you know, Babe Ruth, when you think of Babe Ruth, what do you think about?
Well, I think of Babe Ruth as being the biggest name ever in the history of the game of baseball. I mean, he really brought the game back from the to the glory days. You know, he had been through the White Sox scandal in the World Series, and then when Babe Ruth started hitting a ball out of the ballpark, and that's what people come to see, and no one did it any better. I can remember as a kid growing up in Little Rock, I knew the history of the game, and I can remember in my scrapbook right now in the back, I cut out the big article in 1948 when he passed away and pasted it in the book there, and so he's really been my hero when I think about baseball and what he's done for the game and what he's meant to the game. Good.
Now, when you say you grew up in Little Rock, he was definitely your big hero.
Well, he was my hero, along with Stan Musial, who played for the Cardinals. The Cardinals were the closest game in town. They were in St. Louis. The other connection there, Bill Dickey, who was a great Yankee himself and played with Babe Ruth for a few years, grew up right in Little Rock, and I used to be his paper boy, so to speak, the house where he lived. Every time he didn't live there at that particular time, but he grew up there. But every time I went by there, I knew that was where Bill Dickey lived, and I'd give that paper a little extra flick every day just to make sure I got it up on the porch.
Concerning Babe Ruth and, you know, playing at Yankee Stadium as many years as you did, what kind of feelings did you have when you went out on the field?
I think that when I first started going to Yankee Stadium, it was the most unusual feeling that I have ever gotten from a baseball park. I mean, the first time you go to Yankee Stadium, I mean, everybody's heard of Yankee Stadium, and it was just a wonderful feeling to be able to go there and play. And I can remember my first few trips in there. I mean, we used to get off the bus, you know, after the trip from downtown, and everybody would be saying, hey, you guys are going to get it. And most of the time we got it, you know. But just to be in the ballpark where Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig and the great Yankee teams played just brought back a lot of wonderful memories to be able to go to the old Yankee Stadium especially.
That's good. Well, I'm happy with those.
Okay.